The Ramchek family joins us now. Mike and Aaron, how are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
The fact that they're saying they're doing good is incredible when you hear their story. And first of all, let's say happy birthday to Cora.
Yay.
Cora, how old are you today?
Eight years old.
Happy birthday, nice. And Roman. Hi, Roman.
You say hi?
Hi. How old is Roman?
Roman's 2.5.
He's 2.5. Yeah. Okay.
Say hi.
Aaron.
Say hi.
Your family has been through the ringer, man.
Yeah, we have.
God, so you were like 7 months pregnant.
Yes.
7 months pregnant, and what happens?
And Mike was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
We thought that was the worst, worst possible. Like, right? That's the worst imaginable.
So this strapping young fella next to you here, this man you call your husband.
Yeah.
Wow.
37 years old. So, this is, colon cancer is usually like viewed as an old man's disease.
Yeah.
So,
like my age. Yeah, it was. Go ahead, say it. It's okay. I get it.
It was totally unexpected.
Right. Right. Because they don't even start screening.
No.
And they moved it up a little bit.
Yeah,
but not at 37.
Not to the your 30s.
No. So I was really overweight, and I just thought, oh, I'm overweight. But, that's the last thing you think of is cancer. And I just thought it was. Even doctors thought it was just hemorrhoids, but they got a pretty emergency colonoscopy, and it was what it was. So that was.
So you're 7 months pregnant. He gets diagnosed with this cancer.
June 2019.
Very bad timing, but we found out that that's just how it goes.
But we said that earlier. Tell God your plans, and He laughs.
Exactly.
So, do you think the stress of knowing what Mike's going through? All of a sudden, your water broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was actually like the relief of knowing that he was okay.
Okay.
That my body was just like.
But when did your water break?
It was the day after.
The day after
his surgery. And I think it might have just been the relief of he got through surgery. He was cracking jokes and he was acting like himself. I just felt such relief. But also, I have to tell you that even when we found out about this, I'd even told people, I thought this was all going to happen at once. And I didn't want to be this self-fulfilling prophecy, but literally I was worried sick that this was all going to happen at once.
So,
but I didn't really think it was going to. I just thought it was this weird rational worry.
Right.
So intuitively you're thinking, watch, this is all going to happen at once.
Yeah, right.
And then you try to talk yourself out of it, right?
Sure enough.
It happened at once.
And I was very anxious, of course, about that, but when it did happen, I just was like, I just had to laugh because it just felt comical that all this craziness was happening at once. So,
all right, so your water breaks.
Yeah.
And what happens then?
And after a prolonged labor, we needed an emergency C-section. And so I'm at the hospital just with my mom. Mike is at Frederick, recovering.
She's in Alcorn. I'm in Frederick. And Roman's at.
Well, Roman wasn't born yet, and so I had the emergency C-section because the baby was in distress after hours of things not progressing, and he wasn't there.
When he was born.
And we went in and we had our surgery, and I saw the look on my mom's face, who was standing next to me. She's a nurse, so she's been a big part of this whole. Our whole journey too, because of, she's my mom, but also being, in the medical field. And I saw her face as I'm laying there getting the C-section. She said, "I think there's something wrong with the baby." I'm like, "What?" And at that point, I feel like I probably just disassociated because there's just been so much going on that just seemed like an impossibility.
And all the while I'm, just still scared and wondering, did the surgery work? Are we out of the woods?
He had no idea what was.
Do I still have cancer? Yeah. Did this work? And it was like, when she told me that he was born, obviously I was excited, but it was like, I couldn't take my brain there to be like, okay, I'm going to.
Well, you're in survival mode.
Yeah.
You're in survival mode, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you just had cancer surgery.
I can't even walk at this point.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And now you hear that your son's been born.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the usual elation that you would have from having a child.
Right.
You're just kind of like, I can't go there right now.
Yeah. It was
so
a little delayed.
I'll go there soon.
Aaron, it turns out your mom was correct.
Yeah, so Roman came out. He wasn't breathing, and he needed to be resuscitated. Thankfully, he you know, pinked back up, and he rallied, and he was doing okay. They were able to stabilize him, but he needed to be transferred. So the hospital we were originally at did not have a NICU, so they prepped him pretty quickly. I mean, the first time I was able to see my son was on a phone. I was seeing videos because my mom was running back and forth between me and recovery, and then my son being stabilized in the other room. So
oh,
I
yeah, by the way, your husband's recovering from cancer surgery
exactly
in the hospital next door there.
Just,
so.
In another hospital.
And right. You still have a daughter to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So our daughter was, thankfully, we have a big family. Our family's been really incredible through all of this, and we couldn't have done it without their help because ultimately, yeah, it was an all hands on deck situation, we'll say.
Cora, how were you doing at that time when we were in the hospitals?
I'm sick.
Were you scared? You were with Grandma and Grandpa, right?
I wish I could see and visit my parents a lot more.
Yeah.
Though.
So she was missing us, but obviously it was complicated.
So what did what happened with Roman?
So Roman was transferred to the NICU. They stabilized him. We didn't really know what was going to happen. There was a lot of unknowns at the early on. We thought, okay, he wasn't breathing. He had lack of oxygen, and that was all we knew. And so they had to run a gamut of tests and all of that. And ultimately, you know, we just thought we'd maybe be there like a week or two just so that he could recover because he seemed to be bouncing back pretty quickly. But ultimately, as the weeks progressed, he was then having feeding issues. He wasn't eating enough. And things were looking like just getting a little more complicated than even
what his
initial
birth. Man, you
want
to talk about piling on to a family. Like, how much more can a family deal with?
Right. So it just felt...
Overwhelming.
It was overwhelming, like, and it was a lot because... There were a lot of unknowns. They couldn't really. They didn't know why he wasn't eating enough to sustain himself, and they couldn't let him out of the hospital
for about a month
if he wasn't taking in enough nutrition. So, you know, fast forward, it was 6 weeks we spent at that first NICU, and then the plan was ultimately then to transfer to Children's to get a G-tube surgery, which is a feeding tube, because then at least that would allow us to go home with him. Mm-hmm. We could feed him that way, and he'd get what he needed. But then there was like another kind of plot twist once we got to Children's.
Of course there was, right? Because nothing can go smoothly.
Yeah, right.
So what was the plot twist?
So we get to Children's, and of course they wanted to run additional tests and things. They do their own tests before we just move forward with surgery. And sure enough, they discovered that Roman had a very rare H-type tracheoesophageal fistula.
Okay.
TEF. It was actually so rare that even one of our dear speech therapists who saw it on a Spallo study, they had to do a bunch of confirmatory tests, but even the surgeons at the time were very skeptical that that's really what it was because it just would have been so rare. Yeah. And sure enough,
and
of course.
long story short, his feeding tube and his feeding pipe and his breathing pipe were connected in the shape of an H. So every time he ate anything, so like a bottle or whatever, milk, it would trickle into his lungs, and then he would aspirate, right?
Yeah.
Then or choke.
So we hypothesized that that's why he was having some feeding issues, because he was protecting his airway.
Right.
Yeah.
It got a lot more complex at that point. But we were so incredibly thankful to be at Children's that we found this. We were in the exact place we needed to be, basically, for this type of situation.
Yeah, Children's was like night and day. Once we got to Children's, it was kind of a whole new world and a nice environment. And like, it was like boom, boom, boom. It could be this. It could be that. Let's do this test. Let's do that test. So we felt really comfortable. And yeah, they found out what it was within a week or two.
Yeah.
I mean, of being there. So we were just like so grateful and blessed to be in the right place.
Now you are still coming in to be checked. Roman is coming in to be checked, right?
Yeah. Okay. 3 years later. Yep.
Yeah. So, we were there. I mean, obviously, we continue to be seen by Children's because, you know, we also had genetic testing done. And so in addition to this TEF, Roman was also diagnosed with something called Noonan syndrome. And so we're still followed by the complex care program through Children's.
Wow.
But we wouldn't have it any other way.
Mike, how are you doing after cancer surgery?
Well.
Okay.
I'm doing good. Apparently, my body doesn't have any more cancer cells in it.
Well, that's good.
But they say that you're not cancer-free for 5 years. I go every 3 months to Friedert to get my blood looked at. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would definitely say I'm quote unquote back to normal. You know, it's just the psychological toll of
right.
Now I've had cancer. Am I gonna get it again? Mm-hmm. You know, every time you go in, you get a CT scan or whatever, you get blood taken, you know that it's probably gonna be good news and good results. But there's that little, you know, you lose a lot of like innocence.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And just trust in
you start becoming kind of skeptical about everything.
Yeah, like, yeah. So,
but looking at this little one here, Roman, it seems like your typical toddler.
Yeah, he is doing incredibly well, and we we're here because ever since we left and were discharged, we've been trying to find a way to pay it back because this place has been so special, and literally he's here and doing as well as he is because of what they did for us at that point and what the care they provided ever since.
Once you've come here with your children, it's hard to go somewhere else, isn't it?
100%. And actually, the fact that we spent some time at another hospital prior to, the difference in just the level of care, the people, it just was so stark when we came here. The difference we could feel immediately. And like I said, we just were in the exact place that we needed to be.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing the story.
Yeah.
Unreal what you've all
been
through.
Thank you for having us.
And even still, now you understand why at the beginning when I said, how are you guys doing? And they said, pretty good. That's a pretty amazing statement when you consider
absolutely
what's been going on with the Ramczyk family. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
8 years old.
She's a natural.